Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you this morning from my study here at the church. I was sorry to not be able to be with you last week, but I'm glad to be back with you this week, or at least to allow you to see me this week on this hump day. As I was thinking about what to share this week and today, I was thinking about the Emmys, the awards show for television shows was on television on Monday night. And I don't often watch the Emmys, but I happened to stumble upon them on Monday night when I was looking for something other than the Giants game to watch, as they become a little more difficult to watch these days than they were last year. Anyway, the Giants did win Monday night. I did watch, I recorded it and watched the game later. But while I was watching the Emmys, I noticed that one of the shows that was winning a number of awards and actually won the award for the best comedy was Ted Lasso. And I know I've shared with you a couple of times or a few times different reflections from Ted Lasso. And that made me think, well, maybe I would use Ted Lasso once again to share this morning. And as I was looking in the devotional I have on using those episodes as to reflect upon the final show of season one, the team has suffered a loss, a very disappointing loss. And so they had tied up a game and then ended up relegating them. And I hope not to spoil it for any of you who haven't seen it yet. But so the team is sad and they're in the locker room. And Ted Lasso comes into the locker room. He's the coach of the team, and he finds them all sad, and he acknowledges their sadness, and you know, says that, of course, it's okay to be sad. You're disappointed. He said, but the worst thing than being sad is being alone. He said, at least, even though you're sad, at least we are together, and we can support one another amidst our disappointment, amidst our grief, amidst our sadness. Which, if you think about it, I think he's right. I mean, it is important that in the midst of our disappointments, in the midst of our struggles, in the midst of our sufferings, to be able to have support, to have people in your lives, people who check in on you, people who provide you with support, with a listening ear, maybe a meal. I wasn't able to be with you last week because Robin and I flew to Alabama because her uncle had died unexpectedly in an accident, and we had flown back with Robin's parents for the memorial service and to spend time with her family. And one of the things I was struck by being there in this rural town in Alabama were all the people who came out to support Robin's family, to support Robin's aunt at this tragic, surprising event and tragic turn of events that resulted in her uncle's death. 300 people or thereabouts came to the memorial service in the small country church in rural Alabama. And they came together, supported one another. They exchanged hugs and best wishes. They brought meals. They sent cards. The hardware store where he worked part-time in retirement even closed on that morning so that the employees could attend his memorial service. We were sad, but we were not alone, and I felt like it was important for us to help Robin's parents get there so that they could be gathered with other people who were mourning Robin's uncle's, her dad's brother's sudden passing. And I think at our best, the church is a place where we can come with our struggles, our sorrows, our sadness, our disappointments. And we can be sad together and support one another and know that we are not alone. In Matthew's gospel, in the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, we read that he's Emmanuel, God with us. And we trust that as followers of Jesus Christ, that Jesus has come as God with us, present, to be with us in those challenging and difficult of times. And I can tell you, as we sat through the memorial service, we were comforted by the words of Jesus. We were comforted by the knowledge that God does indeed walk with us through the valley of the shadow of death and sustains us even in the most difficult of times. So whether you're reeling from the loss of a football game, or American soccer as we call it, or your baseball team has disappointed you, or you've had a sudden death in your family or in your community, I pray that you find other community to support you, people to be with, and that you too know Emmanuel, God with us, God with you. I look forward to seeing you next week on Hump Day. Hallelujah.